This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Firefighters are still at the scene of a huge fire at two barrel warehouses at a Jim Beam aging facility in Lexington, Kentucky. Officials believe the fire was caused by a lightning strike. The campaign of one of the many Democrats running for the White House may be faltering now. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has shaken up his campaign staff this week. He tells reporters,
We felt that there was, it was the right time for a change.
But reports are his senior staff have been urging him to withdraw since last month and instead consider a run for the U.S. Senate. Days after losing a Supreme Court case, the Trump administration is going forward with printing 2020 census forms that do not include a citizenship question it had wanted. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Another White House official is moving to the 2020 election team. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
White House Senior Advisor for Communications Mercedes Schlapp taking a new job advising the Trump campaign. She's the latest administration official to cross over to the re-election effort ahead of the 2020 contest. Schlapp joined the White House in September of 2017 as a Senior Advisor for Strategic Communications. Campaign officials say that she will be helping with both strategy and Latino outreach thanks to her bilingual capabilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats have taken the IRS to court to get President Trump's tax returns. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, initially asked in April for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns. He sent a subpoena in May. They say he'll now sue the IRS, the Treasury Department, and their respective leaders, Steve Mnuchin and Charles Rettig, for the information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
They'll have tanks, flyovers, and fireworks at President Trump's 4th of July extravaganza in Washington, D.C. The National Mall is being prepared for the president's salute to America. He tweeted, "The Pentagon and our great military leaders are thrilled to be doing this.
It'll be special, and I hope a lot of people come."
But the Independence Day celebration is already sparking controversy in the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.
He's politicized the 4th of July before he opens his mouth.
Some people are also criticizing the fenced VIP section at the Lincoln Memorial where President Trump will speak. But the White House insists the event will be open to the public. The FAA is suspending flights at Washington's Reagan National during the flyovers and fireworks. I'm Wendy King.
Thunderstorms could affect many Americans' 4th of July celebrations. The most likely spots are across the northern tier into the mid-Atlantic region. Thunderstorms are in the forecast from northern and central Idaho, east to Pennsylvania, and parts of New Jersey, New York, and Delaware, as well as down into the south. And how's this for a dessert treat? Longhorn Steakhouse is launching a steak and bourbon ice cream with bits of steak, swirls of bourbon caramel, and its signature seasoning. It costs $3.99 while supplies last. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, the first order of the day is maybe if we opened up the U.S. Constitution and revisited the values and all that our founding fathers had created for us. And, oh, yes, let's tie in the Declaration of Independence. After all, this is what we're going to be celebrating tomorrow, if we haven't already. And here to remind us is Horace Cooper. Horace is a constitutional law professor, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal analyst, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's always a pleasure to come on your show.
Well, there was lots to talk about, and then we had the Nike controversy. What do you make of this? You know, Nike's American flag shoe gets recalled because of, Colin Kaepernick. There's no denying. I mean, he's the one that made the call, and I guess he's running Nike now.
Clear that Nike has decided, and this isn't the first time, that they're not so interested in the traditional American consumer audience. They're more interested in a much more narrow but broad agenda, and that is a few Americans who have very hostile ideas about what America means, and a large number of global customers who also have some fairly critical ideas about who America is. They're planning to appeal to that audience rather than to the traditional American consumer bloc. I think that goes to why the governor of Arizona rescinded their offer. They revealed who they actually were, and so the governor of Arizona said, if you're not actually a company that is from America and, importantly, for America, we Arizonans who are for America aren't going to pay to subsidize your behavior.
Exactly. It's the wrong gospel, wrong church. Horace, here's the situation. According to the latest demographics, I mean, look what's going on. Our patriotism level is at an all-time low, but who is dragging that? But the Democrats. I mean, when you look at the division, and I hate to, you know, point this out, but this is obvious, and this is the drag on our patriotism right now, and it is the Democrats. The Democrats are an all-time low when it comes to measuring patriotism. About 20% of Democrats support the red, white, and blue. Now, 70% of Republicans. It's down a little bit, but it's still up there. Thank God for the Republicans. If the Republicans weren't pro-American right now and supporting the red, white, and blue, I guess we could just cancel the 4th of July celebration, right?
Yeah, I look at that survey, and it's very interesting. You can go backwards in time, and what you see is that people who are on the right, people who identify as Republican or conservative, didn't care who controlled Congress, didn't care who occupied the White House in terms of a political party. Mm-hmm. Their love and enthusiasm for America was sustained. But apparently, for the more liberal side, those who identify as Democrats, it's actually essential. If their party doesn't control the White House or control the Congress, all of a sudden they're miserable.
Right.
This isn't supposed to be the basis of how we determine our regard and our appreciation for our country. So I think that that's particularly sad that they have decided that politics are going to be the biggest driver when in reality politics are the least aspects about why America is such an exceptional place. I'm not saying that politics don't play a role. Our political system is important and critical to our ability to have the government and to have the country that we do. But the country that we do have is made up of so many different things. It's really remarkable that for liberals and Democrats, apparently only who controls the White House and who controls Congress matters as to how enthusiastic you feel about your own country.
Yeah, look at the cost that it has had in our government right now. I've repeated, Horace, that you can imagine if we had any kind of cooperation from the Democratic side of the political spectrum, how much better America could be off right now. I mean, we're at 3.2 GDP. Could we be at 4 or 5 possibly with a little cooperation? What about the trade situation that's going on? The USMCA should have been signed, sealed, and delivered a long time ago. Mexico already signed it. Canada's waiting, and here it is. Now, you imagine that domino falls. Now the president starts looking at sealing up the deals in Europe. He gets Japan, gets the trade deal with Japan buttoned down, and then what kind of pressure does that put on China to fall into line with the international community to be contributors and not to be stealers of intellectual property?
Well, absolutely. And what we have seen, and I've come on your program many times, and we talked about how the bad policies of the Obama administration over 8 years, the one that these Democrats and liberals enthusiastically celebrate, how these bad policies exacerbated our economic problem. Well, technically, we were not in a recession. 1% growth, or in some quarters even less than that, was insufficient to let the American people feel that after their work, after their effort, after all of their activity, that they are in some way making progress. For 8 years,
right,
the greater regulation, the greater taxation, intervention of government, and then this mindset, you didn't build that. All of that together crippled our country. We're doing exactly the opposite of that. And to your point, why haven't at least some of the Democrats, why haven't at least some of the progressives, why haven't at least some of the mainstream media said, hey, you know, these policies are actually helping people. Some of us ought to be supporting those, but instead you'd swear from their action that the policies that have been so prosperous for Americans, lowering unemployment in so many categories, in so many records, growth that's been so phenomenal, has been harmful, crippling, destructive by the nature of their opposition. That's what you'd conclude, and it makes you start to wonder, are they so committed to their policies they can't see the opportunities?
That's right. Exactly. Well, that's exactly it. And they are so committed to control. I mean, Lindsey Graham called them up in the Kavanaugh hearings that their lust for power was blinding them. And he said he hopes they didn't get it. Well, it's going to be up to the voter politic to make it clear that 2016 wasn't an anomaly, wasn't an accident, that they want a government of, for, and by the people, to be about the people's business, not about a political party. And so it's going to be up to people to get out there, register to vote, and vote, and to make a statement. Maybe that will help us and go a long way in getting this country back on track. We've got more from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us as we hear rockets, red glare, getting ready for tomorrow. And as Americans prepare to celebrate Independence Day, our pride in the U.S. has hit its lowest point since Gallup's first measurement back in 2001. 45% of American adults say they are extremely proud of their country. The report goes on to say that marking the second consecutive year that this reading is below the majority level. In 2017, 47% of adults said they were extremely proud of the United States. So it continues to take a dip here, Horace Cooper. And as we look into the numbers, as we mentioned earlier, it's the Democrats. I mean, at, I don't know, something like 20%, Republicans at 70%. So what's going to happen when we go to all these 4th of July festivities? Is it only going to be attended by Republicans?
Well, we're looking at this increasing divergence that is remarkably similar to what America would look like if there were people who came out of their homes and said, I do not like this country. And their neighbors were people who said, I love this country. It is harder and harder not to refer to some of this behavior as anti-American. The whole idea of our country as a concept, and by the way, we are one of a small, narrow list in all of recorded history that is premised on an idea. Every other country but a couple are premised on the strong man took this land and set up whatever rules that they wanted to set up. We are premised on the idea that the citizen has the authority. Over time, we have refined, we have expanded, and we have been more inclusive in the definition of the citizen. But the premise has always been that the citizen would make the decisions, and that is something that at the time of our founding had not been tried, wasn't being implemented, and it would take decades before other countries that were forming would see the benefit of this value.
Because it's an idea, Horace, I maintain that we're still in the process of understanding what it is to mean a government of, for, by, we the people. And just like, the early patriots, though they believed in the idea, they were still comfortable with the concept of a king. In fact, they wanted George Washington to be the king, because that's what they were used to. This whole new concept of the government, you know, turning the whole organizational chart upside down to where it wasn't the king at top any longer, it was the people, to your point. It sounded good in conversation, but in practicality, we've been trying to work it out ever since then, have we not?
But I agree with you 100%. But what the left says is that if we had this great idea, if there had been no hiccups, no missteps, no corrections needed, then it would be worthy of love and adoration. And yet, that denies reality. In fact, I encourage any of us, I'm not talking just to the left, any of us, go look on planet Earth today and tell me, where is the country formed on an idea that has lived up to exactly the level that America has, let alone to the actual ideas itself? Look at the Chinese Constitution. Look at the original Soviet Constitution. You can look across the globe, and what you see are countries that pretend to care about the concept and do exactly the opposite in terms of implementation.
Exactly.
Our concept has been more realized every grouping of humans alive, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, it doesn't matter. As we go forward in time as a country, our realization of that concept, we don't back away from it, we've been embracing it.
Exactly.
But it's been the left that challenges that.
Will you tell me how much Venezuela would love to have our unemployment rate and GDP?
Yeah, you see, these Venezuela and Cuba are good examples. kinds of things that the left tells us, we need a government that embraces these concepts. But when it comes time for conflict to be resolved, the governments in both of those countries can be quite brutal. It is true that they are starving their people, even doctors, some of the highest trained individuals in the country of Venezuela, are finding themselves having to go to soup kitchens to make sure that they don't continue losing weight because there isn't any kind of market force available. When they need to confiscate property, when they need to shut down electricity, the government doesn't say, oh, well, that encroaches on our ideal. The Cuban government, as an exemplar of repression, again, it doesn't matter on race lines is a good example. People asked Barack Obama, why haven't you gone and used your influence to ask the Cuban government, why do you oppress the black or more brown-colored people who are residents on the island? And exactly. That was simply not a priority for the government of Cuba, and it wasn't a priority for the Obama administration, even though the Constitution gave all citizens of Cuba the equal rights before the government.
Exactly. I want to talk about the Betsy Ross flag. Why is this a problem? Horace, help us understand. I mean, we have seen the Betsy Ross designed flag traditionally at inaugurations. In fact, even at the second inauguration of Barack Obama, it was hanging, you know, from the Capitol building, you know, four giant Betsy Ross flags. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we've got Colin Kaepernick, and it's a problem, and it's being solely identified with oppression and anything that speaks of slavery. Help us understand why this sudden turn on Betsy Ross.
Everyone knows that the Quakers, for whom Betsy Ross was an adherent, were the most virulent racist slaveholders. Oh, wait a second. Actually, just the opposite. The Quakers actually were one of the first religious groups in America that spoke out about the evils of slavery. Betsy Ross was a Quaker. Betsy Ross was what I thought many of the left would have thought would be useful, those who call themselves woke, as a proud woman who stood up independently and made her impact on American society. She came up with this beautiful, amazing design. Now, when I was in elementary school, we actually gave accolades to Betsy Ross. We weren't offended. We didn't know that we should be offended. And the idea that some of the colonies had a slave policy while other colonies had a free people policy meant that this flag itself didn't represent any of that. It simply was intended to represent the status that there were 13 colonies at the founding of this particular union.
It says a lot about this idea that you referred to, Horace, that we could take on the issue of slavery. Yes, it was quite costly. Many of our citizens of every color paid the price to free blacks in this country and to do away with slavery. This has been a process just like this great American idea. So it says a lot about this idea that you refer to, that it continues to live on and still is the envy of the world, is it not? We got about 20 seconds left for us.
So absolutely, our founders ought to be celebrated. They have made the conversation possible, even the conversation that Colin Kaepernick wants to have. But it is revealing, and I support
it.
Governor.
Thank you. Out of time.
Lee has talked at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Firefighters are still at the scene of a huge fire at two barrel warehouses at a Jim Beam aging facility in Lexington, Kentucky. Officials believe the fire was caused by a lightning strike. The campaign of one of the many Democrats running for the White House may be faltering now. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has shaken up his campaign staff this week. He tells reporters,
We felt that there was, it was the right time for a change.
But reports are his senior staff have been urging him to withdraw since last month and instead consider a run for the U.S. Senate. Days after losing a Supreme Court case, the Trump administration is going forward with printing 2020 census forms that do not include a citizenship question it had wanted. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you mean the first. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Happy 4th of July, the day before, and the day before, I should say. I say the day before. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, and I was going to say happy day before 4th of July to you, Jenny Beth.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Independence Day to you a day early.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I'm excited. I got to tell you, you know, I don't want people to get weary about what's going on. I mean, it's easy because right now it's all about the Democrats. You got 25 aspirants for the Oval Office, and we hear all these crazy ideas about it, about what they have in terms of solving problems for our government. But I keep yelling at the TV going, well, you got these ideas, but where are you? Where have you been? I mean, we've got madness at the border, all this stuff in immigration that you haven't participated in. You're complaining about health care. And where are your ideas? You guys have been MIA on this, but suddenly now you're running for president and you're filled with all these supposed great ideas, right?
Well, they're filled with a lot of promises, that's for sure. I don't know that there are any details or many details behind their promises, but they're promising to give away a lot of things at the expense of taxpayers in order to get their votes that they're trying to win for the primary and then that they would try to win for the general election as well.
And they keep running themselves into corners. You know, you and I were just touching a moment ago about Wayfair and this hypocrisy and their outrage, this faux outrage they came up with. And, like, they didn't even have all the facts. I mean, whether it's AOC or anybody else from they're just so deranged. Their heads are exploding over Donald Trump. It's like you want to send them some pill for therapy or something, you know, so they can calm down because they're actually doing their party no good and they're certainly not helping the country.
That is right. What I think that we're seeing in Wayfair really highlights an example of this is that they promised and they campaigned on resisting President Trump, and they won the House on resisting President Trump. But they are not working to do anything more than to simply to resist President Trump. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to actually providing relief to the immigrants who are coming here and claiming asylum and abusing our asylum system, the Wayfair has an opportunity to sell beds to a Baptist association that is providing relief for these children. And instead of being glad they're providing relief, they're complaining because they've sold beds, and somehow they think that in doing that, it's helping President Trump in some way. It just shows they don't actually have a solution, and they don't want to solve the problem. They just want to resist the president at all costs.
Yeah, all we can hope for, Jenny Beth, is that the voters are seeing the hypocrisy of this, because there's plenty to go around. I thought it was quite rich to hear the story, for example. In fact, I did a commentary on this of Kamala Harris talking about, you know, her being bused as a second grader, that she was this young girl that Joe Biden had forced to be bused. And I said, wow, that's interesting. Here, coming from a black woman, although there's some discussion, I guess Don Lemon has brought up that whether or not she's got legitimate credentials to consider herself to be a black woman, which is amazing. But again, this is how comical this circling of their you know, of their tent has become in this firefight that they're having in a circle. But anyway, you know, the commentary that I wrote is that I thought it was quite interesting, because here is a woman, a black woman, complaining about being bused, but yet her policies and her party has basically committed black genocide on young black girls that won't ever see a bus. They're never going to go to school. They're not going to become attorneys. They're not going to serve the government. They have been exterminated at the hands of the Democratic Party and their policies. And yet she's complaining about being bused and going, wait a minute, you are silent, and this Holocaust on black America that involves anywhere from 36% to 40% of the abortions conducted in America today, and you're MIA, and you're complaining about a bus ride. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when you put it that way, it's a very stark contrast. And I am glad that we're at a point where our society is integrated. So I'm glad that has happened. When you talk about what you're talking about right now happening to African Americans and to other would-be mm-hmm. children in this country, it's a huge contrast, that's for sure.
Well, half of those girls, I mean, 40%, 36% of the abortions, half of those babies are girls. Okay, well, who are you standing up for? And you're with a party that says, now I am, you know, third trimester, sell baby parts. If the baby's born, just let it lie there on a steel table, and we'll give it comfort care until the mother decides with the doctor what they should do with this inconvenient issue of a child that was born when it was intended to be murdered, basically.
Right, and that is really what they have shown in the past 6 months, that this is what they stand for, and they will cover that up and do everything they can not to make that not be news, so that people don't pay attention.
Exactly. Well, you know, but the thing is, the voter needs to be aware and needs to be elevated to the point that they're activated. And this is why I appreciate all the hard work, Jenny Beth, that you've been doing with the Tea Party Patriots, because this is a call amongst the voter electorate to activate their citizenship, because the Founding Fathers said this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. So it commands the people to be involved. If we disengage, then the elites are happy to take over. And look at the America that they have influenced greatly, I'd say, in the last several decades, if not more than that.
That is correct. And that's why we have to just continue to make sure that we're active, that we're engaged, that we know how to be involved when the time comes for getting out the vote for elections. There's a lot of work that goes on, even if you're not to serve the country, even if you're not in the military or an elected official.
Yes.
We still, as citizens, have a responsibility to pay attention to what's happening in our government and to make informed decisions when we go to vote. And I think that we also have even had a responsibility and opportunity to educate our fellow Americans and make sure that they know how to go and vote for the issues and the principles that we care about. And it's not about, we never were about resisting President Obama. We always called him president, and we respected the fact that he was elected president by our fellow Americans, even if we disagreed on his issues. And we will always stand for economic freedom and its future. And those are the guiding principles. And the huge difference between we do and what we've seen left is we actually stand for principles. We're not trying to just be against a single person.
Exactly. And I can't recall a Republican former president ever coming out and claiming Barack Obama or any Democratic president being illegitimate, like what was told us last week by former President Jimmy Carter. That's a sad commentary that we would have a former president making that kind of statement about a duly elected president of the United States.
Yeah, I think it is a very, very sad commentary. And you said when the G20 summit was going on and the president is going overseas to represent our country, it's deliberate timing and it's very a poor decision.
You know, without a doubt, but I tell you, I was proud of President Trump. He represented us well. It's driving the Democrats nuts, Jenny Beth, because they never expected in a million years that this gazillionaire white guy from Manhattan would represent the country on an international stage to the level of excellence that he's been doing. And here he is talking with President Xi. He met with Chairman Kim. He crossed over the DMZ. The first time a president has been in North Korea in history. I mean, it's incredible what he continues to accomplish on behalf of the American people, and dare I say, even the world for this matter. Right. Well, we got to leave it there. Jenny Beth, have a very, very happy and joyful 4th of July weekend as we start off the celebration a little bit early. But hey, it's worth it. Why not? It's Independence Day all over America. Jenny Beth Martin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year. 35% off when you buy three or more of any dietary supplements. Multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy three or more, you get 35% off. This July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up
to be Americans today, according to the Gallup poll, as we were talking about earlier with Horace Cooper. You know, it's incredible, you know, to think about, you know, what everything that this country has gone through. Nobody's claimed perfection here. I mean, we're all humanoids, right? Nobody's perfect. We've made some mistakes, but what a history that started out with our founding fathers and the pilgrims before that. I mean, what drove this idea? You know, let's get away from oppression. Let's get away from, you know, a government run by kings that's going to tell you everything that you need to do. It's their way or off with your head or the highway. And all they wanted to do, the pilgrims wanted to worship God their way. They wanted to have the freedom of their religion. They didn't want to be dictated to and saying, this is the state religion. And so they come to the United States against incredible odds. And as this idea begins to formulate and our founding fathers come together, it's not like they all agreed and there was 100% agreement. Let me tell you, there were Colin Kaepernick's in the middle of them too, you know, because we needed to have that conversation. We needed to have that representation. And when I say Colin Kaepernick, I'm talking about people that of a diverse viewpoint. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have any voice whatsoever, but he shouldn't have the voice and be the final voice, if you understand what I'm saying. Look, there are people right now that are offended about everything that is red, white, and blue, or red only. And you go, wow, what is going on here? What are we missing? Why is it the Betsy Ross flag is a problem? Well, when you rewrite history and you take it out of context, then, as Horace pointed out, you forget that she was a Quaker, and it was the Quakers that were leading the revolt, so to speak, against slavery. that really believed in the Word of God, that all men are created equal, and which was, you know, in our Constitution and part of our Declaration of Independence, that there was to be equality. Yes, it took time and a process to get that through because of some other external influences like, commerce and the way people were doing business and, you know, this idea of entitlement and, you know, the bad part of our humanity, our less than better angels that wants to look at other people as being less thans instead of more thans. And we've been working through that process. Anyway, we'll continue that conversation, that thought, in just a moment. But right now, we have Rich Noyes with us. He's the research director at the Meta Research Center. Rich, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, looking back over the debates, no gotcha questions. It was all pretty soft serve, and especially the first night. Second night got, the moderators did their job a little bit better. But certainly that first night, it was easy peasy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, there really would have been no difference if you'd had sort of Democratic Party bigwigs running this debate designed to make everybody look good. It was all policy, nothing about qualifications, none of the sort of gotcha questions that you had for Republicans when CNBC did a debate 4 years ago. Then it was, you know, is your campaign a joke? You know, what's wrong with you? Why are you even here? You didn't even... Marianne Williamson, the mystic lady, No one asked her, why are you here? What makes you think you're qualified to be president? If you can't ask her that question, you know, you're not going to be tough on, you know, Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or any of the top people. I mean, there's a lot going on with those candidates, but, you know. Yeah,
but so hypocritical, speaking of Marianne Williams, because after the debate was over, then they started making their little barbs and comments, about love is going to win the way. And, they were rather, sarcastic about it. So they gave her no place. I mean, she did get place. She earned a spot on the debate stage. But they found a way. I mean, because that's the way the left does. I mean, they kind of chip away. They throw people in the center, and then they chip at them like they did with Joe Biden. They've done this with Sanders. Now you got Kamala Harris rising up. And so if her head gets above her shoulders too high, they're going to lop her head off too, right?
Well, we'll see. I mean, right now, you have the unusual thing where you have liberal reporters going after liberal candidates because they favor a different liberal candidate.
So exactly.
It's going to be for the next 6 months, them trying to sort of figure out who deserves to rise to the top. But I think eventually they'll rally around. I mean, this is a party that has detested Donald Trump since June of 2015, and they're going to get their troops in order for the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, the DNC got what they wanted to. They wanted to be able to control the debate, didn't want to have Fox there. And, of course, I'm really disappointed in Fox because they seem to be kissing the back ends of the DNC to a disgusting end. I got to tell you, it's so embarrassing how they're bending over backwards to try to have some sort of presence and relevance in this whole deal instead of just, being true to their own, having, their own integrity and their own principles. But, getting back to this debate, as you point out, 39 of the questions at the debate echoed liberal talking points. I mean, what did they all get together? Here's our white paper, and we're just going to ask questions from this white paper, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much it was asking the questions that the Democrats wanted to talk about. It was taking the topics from the Democratic cheat sheet. I mean, you could ask these people. I mean, there were a few questions. It was interesting. There were five moderators. Really, only Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show asked what you might call adversarial questions. The questions to the socialists, like, you can't really pay for this, can you? Or, you're going to have to raise taxes a lot, and middle-class people might not like that. I mean, those are good questions that, even liberal voters are going to want to see how their candidates handle that. Middle-of-the-road people are going to be alarmed when they find out what some of these candidates are pushing to do. A good debate would have forced them to answer those kind of criticisms and see how good a job they did at it. Instead, it was just, raise your hand if you think private health insurance should be outlawed. Raise your hand if you think that there should be an end to illegal immigration just by wiping away the law that makes it illegal. I mean, these were some out there concepts.
Well, and were the people watching it, not really all the great numbers the first night, second night, about 15 million people watched it. not all that great, you know, as far as numbers were concerned. But as I mentioned earlier, the first night was Softball City. Second night, I guess they got the message and heard the critiques of other pundits saying, you know, they weren't following up on questions. They really weren't holding these candidates to the fire. But kind of interesting, between the both nights, the one that really held the candidate to the fire happened to be another candidate going after, you know, the vice president, which is Kamala Harris versus Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the candidates try to engineer their own breakout moments, and I don't have a problem with that. And people can decide if they like the way they're doing it or don't like the way they're doing it. You know, the next morning, the coverage was more about, you know, what a star she is, as opposed to the Democrats were fighting amongst each other. You know, the spin on that was as positive as you could get. I would say Biden has been bruised in this whole debate. That's sort of interesting. And Bernie Sanders is beginning to become eclipsed by Elizabeth Warren in the coverage as well. She's sort of the left-wing darling. Kamala Harris is almost as left-wing as Elizabeth Warren, yet, you know, she seems to be sort of taking on the Biden track. And yeah,
she's the new darling. I think she pushed him out of the lane, and she's taken over. According to the latest polls, in some cases, she's number two now. And she's, you know, a couple percentage points away from Biden.
Right. And we have another debate coming up in about 4 weeks, 4 weeks from tonight. CNN is doing it. Now, the question is CNN going to sort of let it be random how they sort of put people on the stage? You might end up with, different combinations, or are they going to try to get sort of the top-tier people together so that there's a true sort of exchange and back and forth between people who are really running against each other and sort of leave,
exactly.
You know, create the kids' table phenomenon that I guess the Democrats say they don't want to do.
Right.
But I mean, some of these people have tried and tried and tried, and they really are at the kids' table still.
Yeah, but no doubt Elizabeth Warren was in a great bracket, right? She had a great bracket position if you look at it in that context.
Well, she was. On the other hand, if she had been the one going against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was off on an island by herself, maybe Elizabeth Warren would have been the one surging. So it's, you know, everybody gets a sort of a different hand, and that's the problem with having two different debates and two different dynamics on two different nights, with maybe, you know, the audiences weren't necessarily the same either. Some people might have watched one and not the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I warn people. I mean, we've seen this happen before. Barack Obama had a bad night. Mitt Romney, I mean, go on down. Donald Trump. This is the nature of competition, and this is what happens when you have these debates. You're going to have good nights and bad nights, but the true measure of a candidate is can they bounce back. So what do you think for Joe Biden?
Well, that's what he's got to do. I mean, you know, the rap on him is that he's old and out of touch, and, you know, you don't fix that by seeming old and out of touch. So he's got to figure out a rationale for his candidacy, not just that he wants to beat Donald Trump. They all do. But he's got to figure out a way to sort of take it to these other candidates and say that they're too extreme. They can't do it. He's the one with the right issue positions. If he can't make that case, no one's going to help make it for him.
Well, and then forget about moderation in the Democratic Party, because if you've got Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris taking over, then it's fully left-wing, right?
Yeah, and Bernie is not going anywhere. He has raised a ton of money. This is a Democratic Party that's going to fight for itself even further to the left before Iowa.
Exactly. Well, Rich, we got to leave it there. We appreciate your time. Rich Noy is research director at the Media Research Center. Keep up the great work. Look forward to having you back on the show later on for more updates, Rich, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill.
You got it. Take care.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.